Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Bradbury being back on the show. John is a great entrepreneurial thinker, a great management expert. He's an investor. He's an entrepreneurial consultant. He helps people just like you and me put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and one of the smartest guys I know, too. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here. Good morning.
Good to have you back, as always.
Same. Good to talk to you. I've got this great book in front of me, and I want to ask you some questions.
Oh, well, you're going to turn the table on me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's so much. I'm curious about a number of things related to it, but, you know, first of all, you know that I've spent the past 5-6 years of my career focused on entrepreneurs.
Right.
And the phenomenon that I came across as to one of the big reasons that so many businesses fail is that entrepreneurs get emotionally attached to their own ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Their own product and their own way of doing things.
Right.
And I think this book might finally help cure us entrepreneurs of thinking we know what's best for our customers.
Well, the bottom line is that it doesn't make a bit of difference what you think is good or bad or right or wrong. None of that matters because you're not writing yourself a check.
Right.
You're not giving yourself a credit card. You can't make a living. You can't make a living on yourself. You have to have customers, right? And
that's
so
right.
The only thing that matters is what customers expect from you, right?
That's right. And I, you know, we talk with clients about, you know, your idea isn't great until the market says it is.
And, right.
I love chapter 4 when it's one of your laws. You say the marketplace is indifferent to your very existence.
Yeah.
Let alone survival and success. And I'm curious what. You know, where do you see people nodding their heads and going, "You're exactly right"? And are you seeing people or coming across folks that don't get it, and why?
Oh yeah, no, I'm still running into a lot of people who, when I entered, of course, you know, as you know, John, I say that we're living in parallel universes right now, where we've got the age of the seller is still going away, and the age of the customer is emerging. But even when if you don't understand, if you haven't thought about it very much, it's understandable to still think like you're in the age of the seller, that you can actually still survive using those practices. But even after you explain it to someone, you show them, you know, what's really going on, there's still people out there, and I'm running into this especially from people in larger organizations.
Sure.
They still talk to me about things that are, you know, that are age of the seller stuff, and they still argue for those points, and they argue with me as if I'm the guy they need to convince. and that's just when I say, okay, folks, here's what you got to understand. I'm just the messenger here.
Yep. That's what I was thinking.
You know, the customer's making these rules, and they've got this new power that they don't even know they have, John.
That's right. They're just each of us is a sand in the beach, and it's a very big beach.
Yeah.
Grain of sand. But the there's so much sunk investment in the way it's been
right.
done in the past.
The sunk cost theory. That's exactly right. The Concord fallacy. That's exactly right. Well, John, 10,000 years of sunk cost.
Oh,
sunk
sure.
investment.
That's right. Yeah, it's a power shift that will take many, many decades, I'm sure, for people to fully understand.
I don't think it'll take that long, John. You're right about human nature, but I think the marketplace is gonna fix this thing one way or the other in the next 5 to 8 years.
Well, our sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons are coming into the workplace.
Well, they don't have our baggage.
Right.
They don't have our baggage, and so it'll get quicker and quicker as time goes on. But no, I think you will either be practicing age of the customer, you'll be using age of the customer practices exclusively over the next 5 years, or you won't be in business. And there's not anything, that's what's going to happen. 20 till, right back with John Bradbury. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.